For the time being, I would say not very significant. This area is rather far away from the main fighting places, which are around the greater Khartoum area, the center and the southwest of Sudan. And in contrast to several claims, for the time being, there is no evidence that there are weapons or ammunition deliveries from Libya to Sudan. The much longer border between Sudan and Chad and the border to the Central African Republic are by far more important for the rapid support force for the RSF to sustain the fight against the Sudanese army. The RSF recruits mainly from some Sudanese Arab tribes, the Abyla and the Baggara, who have also a strong presence in Chad and a smaller one in the Central African Republic. And they rely on their bonds within the clans and the tribes for supplying and sustaining the fight. But it's important to keep in mind, if the RSF is getting defeated in the south of Sudan, some of the units might very well try to escape in a fighting withdrawal to Libya, as they know this area already and the way to get there. The significance of this border between Sudan and Libya might therefore increase in the future. So, such a Libyan army, Libyan National Army joint force could serve the Libyans very well in the future.
French website Africa Intelligence reported on the movements between the Subul Salam militia affiliated with LNA leader Khalifa Haftar's forces and the RSF led by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Africa Intelligence added that there are currently approximately 6,000 fighters from Sudan's Darfur region in Libya, and they had begun to move south towards the border. If that's true, what would that mean for the conflict in Sudan?
The Subul al-Aslam Brigade is more or less a militia of the Arab Asuwaya tribe in the Kufra area in the southeastern corner of Libya. The Asuwaya have been fighting with the indigenous inhabitants of the eastern Sahara, the dark-skinned Dubu, for centuries about the dominance of the Sahara trade, or what we call today smuggling. Their partners in what is now Sudan have been mainly the nomad Sudanese Arabs, the tribes, from which the Janjaweed, nowadays named the RSF, are recruiting from. So this smuggling, especially smuggling of fuel, is continuing also right now, albeit on a much lower level, as the neighboring region in Sudan, northern Darfur, is not under control of the RSF. But the vast majority of the armed Sudanese groups in Libya are from the Darfuri rebel movements, who fought against the Janjaweed ever since. They are largely drawn from the Black African Fur, Masalit, and Zaghawa ethnic groups. And I would say all of them, Janjaweed and the others, their opponents, could return back home to Libya in the near future. Right now, they have started to return also already. Most of the Janjaweed are already back home, fighting with the RSF down against the government. And many of the other Darfur rebels are right now on the way back home, probably fighting on behalf of the former enemy, the Army of Sudan, against the RSF. So all this return of militias and fighters from Libya to Sudan could lead or will probably lead to a further escalation of fighting, especially in Western Sudan.
The U.S. ambassador expressed during a meeting with Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Deby his concern about the continuation of violence in Sudan, which may undermine efforts to restore peace in Libya. If the war in Sudan continues, how would that undermine stability in Libya?
There are two main challenges, refugees and the spillover from fighting. For the time being, there is no significant number of refugees from Sudan arriving in Libya. The vast majority has moved to Chad and the Central African Republic and some to Egypt. But this will probably change if the conflict continues. An increasing number of refugees can be expected that they attempt to cross the border into Libya on their way over the Mediterranean to Europe. This will be also another big business for the human traffickers. The authorities in Libya's Kufra district are already preparing for such a scenario, but I doubt that they will be able to handle it. So I expect that most of the refugees will move on towards the coast. And as mentioned before, if a larger number of RSF militias makes it into Libya, it could very well be the case that they will be pursued by their opponents, for example, these Darfuri groups. And this could lead to fighting in between the Sudanese armed groups within Libya. So altogether, no good news for Libya, especially not for its remote southeast.